And meanwhile, down on the first floor.
I bet you they're coming down the freight elevator. See? There's no door, just a gate. The eyes can float right up the elevator shaft. Do you see? Look, up there.
It's an opening, probably a vent.
I'll bet they float right up and out.
Should we use the elevator?
There's an eye way up there.
Oh, maybe we better not.
It's up near the third floor. Let's see how they're doing below. Hop in.
And down below the first floor in the basement, Mojo and Dominique have made a rather intriguing discovery.
Man, they got ships all sliced up down here.
They're sets for sea stories, don't you see?
I see.
Mojo, does this seem real?
I think it's real when I can hear these painted waves splashing up against this hull.
You don't hear them?
I hear some creaking.
Did you hear that?
Huh. It sounded a little like...
Ow! Cannonball!
Yes, that's it!
Where did these cannonballs... Yow!
Ooh, look at this!
Now that's a big cutlass.
Do you want to play?
Heads up!
I always wanted to play a pirate queen. How about you, Mojo?
I'd make a pretty funny-looking pirate queen.
Look, Mojo, how do I look?
Nice eye patch.
Ah.
Arr, 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 arr. Right through the poop deck.
Oh, Mojo, we're sinking.
I know, but this can't be real.
Real or not, can you swim?
Damn, that almost landed on my... Dominique. Hey, Dominique.
Why is Mojo waving his arms like that?
He's swimming.
Why is he bowing?
He's diving.
How do we help him?
Throw him a line.
One of mine?
No, I meant throw him a rope.
Oh, Mojo! Here! Catch!
I got it.
Okay, pull him out of there.
Man, we were caught with our pants down.
What were you two doing?
No, I meant we were backsided by an eye.
Where is Dominique?
You didn't see her?
Wasn't she with you?
I was diving for her, but it's too dark down there.
There she is.
Oh, no. She's floating face down. I'll swim back there.
You stay here. Give me the rope. When I have her, pull me back.
Will you look at that? Little Frida can walk on water.
What happened to Dominique?
I think she got bonked by a cannonball. Little Frida's got her. She's picking her up. Woo! Little Frida sure is strong.
She wants us to pull her back.
Oh, these eyeballs don't want to let you go, do they?
Thanks, guys.
She okay?
What's that on her eye?
It's just a patch.
Dominique! Dominique, wake up!
Claudine? What are you doing up there?
Dancing.
In the air?
Come, join me, Jack.
I think you're inside one of those bubbles.
I love it. Come up here.
If I do, we're both going to be stuck up there.
I'm in the court of Louis XIV. It's wonderful. Jack, come here.
I'd love to have this dance, but... Claudine, you're becoming transparent.
Am I?
Well, not your gown or that bouffante you're wearing, just the rest of you.
I can see myself.
Well, from my point of view, you're clearly becoming clear.
Do I have to dance alone?
I think I'd be dancing with an empty gown.
Am I really disappearing?
It looks that way.
Jack... Would you like to disappear with me?
Don't tempt me.
J'aimerais tant disparaître avec toi.
You know, your gown keeps spinning around and around, but are you still in it? Claudine?
Why is that dress going round and round?
Claudine is in there.
I can't see her.
Well, maybe she's just being transparent.
I'll go up and see.
You sure you want to?
It's okay. Hang on to the end of the rope.
Hey, she can fly. Oh,
she's a regular Peter Pan.
There's no one in this gown, Jekyll.
The eyeball ate her.
What the hell is with Dominique?
We found a pirate ship down in the cellar.
Oh, God, not more pirates.
You never can have enough pirates, don't you know, laddie?
Oh, yes, you can.
Okay, pull me back.
Now what?
Fireworks.
They've started celebrating?
It's gotten dark out there.
Okay, gang, come on. Jean-Claude and I will take the fourth floor. Jack?
We'll check out the third floor.
Be careful. These things are really potent.
Hey, that they be.
And now, as they explore the third floor...
Are you hearing that?
What?
People.
I hear them.
I don't.
There's thousands of them.
I hear an occasional firecracker.
Ah, I can see them. It's like an ocean of them. There's so many heads bobbing up and down. It's like waves of people.
Oh, no more pirates, please.
There are people celebrating the eve of Saint Jean Baptiste.
I don't hear anything. Mojo, what's going on?
Jack, stay back.
Oh, God, not again.
I'm just fine.
Well, don't vanish on me, okay?
Man, these eyes are all connected.
How do you mean, Mojo?
I'm in here, but I'm also out there.
Are you okay, Dominique?
I'm on the edge, but I know what he's seeing.
Mojo, should I toss you a rope?
I'm standing here for a while.
Are you inside other eyes that are floating outside?
Well, some of the eyes are floating above the heads, and others bounce, like some overinflated beach balls. Those are the ones that are causing the havoc.
Hmm. Mojo, you can see this?
Oh, yeah. And there's a couple of big eyes that are rolling through the crowd like bowling balls. Mm-hmm. Now, those people are really freaking.
Are there many of these freaking eyes, Mojo?
You just couldn't resist that, could you?
I think I can help.
How, Mojo?
Well, the people who are scared, I can tell them it's okay. It's cool.
Mojo, can I join you?
Dominique.
I've made friends with these eyes, Jack.
Yeah, right. Har, har.
Meanwhile, up on the fourth floor...
These costumes are amazing. This must be from Mardi Gras.
The sign above your head says Carnival in Rio.
You're right. There are complete sets, even parts of floats and wigs and masks and music.
You hear music?
Yes, drumming, singing.
Jean-Claude, get away from there.
People are dancing in the street.
Oh, no. You've been ambushed by an eyeball.
It's Carnival.
If I toss you a rope, will you catch it?
Little Frida, this is great. Believe me.
I know.
Come on, join the dance.
No.
Brazil, where hearts were entertaining you. Brazil, we stood beneath an amber moon.
Oh, God.
Yes?
I think I found the source.
Oh, where?
It's down here on the third floor. I thought it was a vent, but it's not. I removed the grill, and there's a tunnel that goes right back into the cliff.
You stay put. I'll be right down.
Little Frida, why are your pigtails standing on end?
I just had a hair-raising experience.
Right. Well, it's over here. There was a grate built into the wall, but didn't seem to be any purpose for it, so I removed it. And here it is, the tunnel.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't even see the end, though.
Do you have the sticky stuff?
The sealant? Oh, I'll go get it.
Where's Dominique and Mojo?
They're keeping busy. Where's Jean-Claude?
He's enjoying Carnival.
In Rio?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. I'll go first. Ceiling's low, so watch your...
Ow!
...head.
What happens if we encounter an eye?
If I see one, I'll yell.
Yeah, and then?
Run.
I can't run stooped over carrying this tank of sealant.
I'll bet you can if you're properly motivated.
Is there an end to this tunnel?
Not yet. Wait, there it is. It's a steel door.
It looks more like a bank vault.
But look, see here, Jackal. The metal's all corroded, all around the sides where it fits against the rock.
So pressure builds up on the other side, and those eyes come squeezing.
Oh.
Little Frida, why are your pigtails standing up?
There's one. It's pushing out. Quick, Jekyll, the ceiling.
Wait, I'm not ready.
Quick.
Shoot. Why doesn't this thing work?
It's... No. Oh, run, Jekyll, run.
Wait, I got it.
Too late. Run.
You're right. Come on, let's get... Little Frida, you're dissolving.
I know. Run, Jekyll.
But Little Frida...
Run.
Jack ducks his head as he scampers down the narrow tunnel. In hot pursuit is the eyeball with little Frida inside. She's turning upside down and round as the eyeball comes rolling after him. Jack dives into the building and scrambles aside as the eye comes firing out and into the room. The fuzzy image of little Frida still spinning around and upside down gives a farewell wave. Then, little Frida is gone.
Well, everyone has either disappeared or they're stuck inside some eyeball. And that tank of sealant is back up in the tunnel. Now what? Wait a minute. Since an eye just came shooting out of there, maybe there's time to go back in and seal it up before the next one pops through. It's worth a shot. So, in I go again.
And speaking of eyeballs... Let's check in on Mojo and Dominique.
Man, there's way too many people freaking out. Dominique, how are you doing?
I think some people like being inside an eye. All the better to enjoy Saint Jean Baptiste Day.
Well, the ones I've been helping, they're not having any fun.
Anglo tourists. They can't handle chaos. Not like we French, eh?
Whatever you say.
Meanwhile, back up the tunnel, Jack's flashlight is slowly dying.
Oh no, not the batteries. It's just what I need. What's next, being eaten by an eye? There it is. At least I can still see that tank of sealant I dropped. Now, hopefully it still... Oh yeah, it works. All right, take that. Eyeballs from hell. Now, why don't I just tiptoe on out of here?
The next morning, Jack, Mojo, and Dominique are sitting in a cafe on Rue de Petite Champlain. They've been discussing the events of the night before.
No word from little Frida?
Not a peep.
Or Claudine?
Nothing.
The cannibal eyes swallowed them.
Is that supposed to be funny?
Oh, they're okay. Once those eyes evaporate, the women's are bound to fall out somewhere.
Oh, by the way, how's Jean-Claude?
We're having dinner tonight.
We are?
Jean-Claude and I are.
Oh. Well.
So you think that seal's gonna hold?
Well, at least long enough for me to get out of town.
No, seriously?
I sprayed a tank of that stuff. It's going to take a heck of a lot to break through that. But if it does, it's mine. Hello?
Bonjour, Jack.
Claudine.
Aha.
Where are you?
In Montreal.
Well, how did you... Are you all right?
Yes, but...
But?
I'm confused.
Confused? Because...
Confused and uncertain.
Uncertain? About what?
What she's saying
shh,
is...
Shh. Don't you know?
Well, now, I'm confused.
What she's saying...
Mojo, we are going for a walk.
I was just... Ow! Okay.
Claudine, are you feeling all right?
No, of course not.
Can I see you?
I don't know. Can you?
Well, let's see. I think... You're in the same cafe where we first met in Vieux Montreal. And you're seated at that same table, just to the left of that copper cappuccino machine. And you're looking radiant.
When she said uncertain, didn't she mean...
Uncertain about them, of course.
So you were wrong.
What? When?
You said those two, they'd never get together.
I didn't say that.
That's what you kept telling Jack.
I did not.
You did.
You are wrong.
I heard you.
You are wrong. I am right.
Did you hear that?
What?
Never mind.
I do mind.
All right. You're right.
Of course.